Tasmania Today with John Fabris.
I understand you are meeting with the bosses of the health service today. Do you feel that the enormity of finding an extra $28 million in savings at Launceston General Hospital on top of the already $11 million that they've cut out seems to be beyond the realms of reality? How do you make those sort of savings? It just doesn't seem possible.
Well, in fact, we've not asked the Launceston General Hospital to make savings of that magnitude at all.
Okay.
I believe the savings are far less than that, and I will be having that conversation with the CEOs of all three hospitals today too, and we'll need to work through those issues. The reality is that when you can't afford to provide services, you have to look at how you can make those savings. And we will try to work with our CEOs to make those savings in areas that don't affect patients if we can. Or if there are service changes that are required, we'll work with our CEOs to ensure that we minimise any impact that people feel on the ground.
Yeah, where do those figures come from? These are the ones that are published. $28 million needs to be further saved. Is that just scuttlebutt, rumour mill?
It's not a figure that has been asked of by the Department of the LGH, nor is it a figure that has been asked of by me as Treasurer in that way. So that's part of the discussions that we'll be having with those CEOs today.
The Tassie Theatre Company reeling from the state government's total withdrawal of funding. Essentially, the arts community, such as actors and directors and technicians, are facing no work next year, they tell us, and would probably have to consider even moving into state. The state opposition describes your government's commitment to the arts as laughable now. Have we got that financially challenged that Tassie culturally just has to shut up shop as a state culturally, batten down, look at survival of essential services in grim times? Is that the reality?
No, John, it's far from the reality. In fact, that is the most miserable picture that could possibly be painted, and one I wouldn't expect anything less of Will Hodgman to try to do. The reality is we do have a vibrant arts community here in Tasmania. The reality is that we are funding many, many, many arts organisations, including in the theatre sector, as well, to provide those cultural experiences to people around the state. In fact, there's a very strong theatre community in Launceston, for instance, which is continuing to get support. Theatre North, that is continuing to get strong support through the Arts Tasmania funding. So it is unfortunate that the Tasmanian Theatre Company have not been successful. But we have to, of course, be careful with the arts dollars that are there. And in fact, there are some savings that we've had to make on the arts budget, just as we have on education and police and health. And I don't think people would be very pleased with me if we were cutting nurses and cutting teachers and police officers and not touching the arts at all.
Mm.
So we all have to take our fair share of it so that we can get the budget back onto a sustainable footing, that we can look towards a bright future which has jobs across the economy, including in the cultural sector.
And just finally, the ridiculous rabble of the first day of Parliament, stupid no-confidence motions. We're all sick of those because they are just ridiculous and they go nowhere.
Absolutely agree.
Screaming matches, your MP Brenton Best with schoolyard exchanges with the Liberal gang. I'm not pointing a finger at either side, but it was all pretty much a rabble. Labor Speaker of the House, Michael Polly's, expressed his disgust at these behaviours. Do you support this Victorian example of implementing MPs losing their pay when they're ejected from the House? And do you have any other thoughts on how these childish antics can be stamped out once and for all? Because no one is impressed. People are finding it juvenile and annoying, and we've had enough.
Well, I absolutely support the Speaker in bringing this proposal forward, and we have a process within the Parliament of our Standing Orders Committee that needs to review this idea and then come back to the Parliament endorsing it or rejecting it for that matter. I suspect we may well get an endorsement of this, that it is important that the Speaker has some authority backed up with sanction to ensure that he can in fact keep the House in order, which is what the community expect. And I would not pick out any one individual. I think we're all guilty at different times of interrupting a little too much in the Parliament, and this sort of sanction for the Speaker will be good. But I must say the behaviour of the opposition in the last couple of days has left a lot to be desired.
Premier Lara Giddings here on Tasmania Today. Speak again.
Thank you very much, John.
Tasmania Today with John Fabris, 1300 883 557.